So on session six tonight, we discussed the many faces of pain. We mentioned that there are basically probably three types of pain, which is acute pain, which is short term and usually a direct response to injury. Most healing is done fairly quickly and mostly all healed within 6 months. And then we have chronic pain, which is the type of pain that lasts for 3 months or more. So it is often inexplicable because the pain can remain even after the tissue has healed. So some chronic pain can be caused by damage that persists over time, such as arthritis, etc. And then we have neuropathic pain, which is the pain that occurs in the nervous system. And often normal investigations fail to discover any clear cause. So it might result from damage to the nervous system itself, the spinal cord, or the brain. But sometimes the pain is felt even when there is no damage. And can take the form of unusual sensations such as burning, electric shocks, etc. in the body. So we also discussed that chronic pain is increasingly common and exacts a staggering toll on society. I think in the UK, around 20 million people in the UK, you know, have some kind of pain, and 7.8 million of them suffer moderate pain. So pain is real for most people, but we wanted to distinguish between primary and secondary suffering, which is really important with mindfulness as well, because suffering occurs on two levels. First, there is the actual unpleasant sensation that one would feel in the body, such as the pain itself, which is known as primary suffering. And it's almost like seen as the raw data that is sent to the brain, say from an injury, an ongoing illness, or changes to the nervous system. So this is believed, or at least partly believed, behind such conditions as chronic pain syndrome. And on top of this, then, is secondary suffering. And this, if you like, is made up of the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, and the memories associated with the pain. It may or may not include anxiety, stress, worry, depression, feelings of hopelessness, exhaustion. And the pain and distress that you actually feel is a fusion, usually, of both primary and secondary suffering. And this insight is crucial to our ongoing learning with this immediate course of mindfulness. Because the reason this insight is crucial, that usually the primary and secondary pain is fused together, is because it reveals, if you like, a path away from suffering. For if you can learn to tease apart the two aspects of this suffering, you can very much greatly reduce or even eliminate your pain and distress. Because this is partly because secondary suffering, what we call secondary suffering, tends to dissolve when you observe it with the mind's compassionate eye. So when you bring compassion to it, it allows you, mindfulness practice itself allows you to see the different elements of pain in front of you. And when you see from this kind of view, if you like, this bird's eye view, something remarkable starts to happen. Your suffering, if you like, gradually begins to subside. the secondary suffering subsides. So the pain is still real. You really do feel it. But once you understand the mechanisms at play, you can begin to temper the power and hold it has over you, if you like. And it's really important to, you know, the two practices that were done was about creating space in the body for the pain to be there. And also seeing yourself as part of a bigger whole, a bigger dimension. So tapping into the space around the body and away from the body, you know, that can actually have a significant impact on pain. But the main element of the practices was to breathe in space and air with the breath. The breath is life, and the breath is so powerful in dissolving pain and diminishing pain. And I also read out a little excerpt from the poet David White on pain itself, and I think I'll just finish with a quote on that. So he says that pain is the doorway to the here and now. It's the ultimate grounding, if you like, the ultimate embodiment. So pain asks us to heal by focusing not only on the place the pain is felt, but also the actual way the pain is felt. Pain is a form of alertness. Pain is a way in to healing. So really important to be with the pain and allow space to, you know, enlarge it, not enlarge it, but to enlarge the cells around the pain and enlarge the muscles around the pain. And he also says that pain is the first proper step to real compassion. It can be a foundation to understanding for all of those who struggle with their resistance. So, you know, we talked about the two wings of the bird, pain and compassion, sort of mindfulness and compassion going together. So that's the invitation to, you know, the invitation of bodily pain is to call for a greater perspective, for a bigger, more generous sense of self. And he also says, with the grand perspective, real pain is never far from real laughter at ourselves or for another watching the self. So pain makes drama of an everyday life with our body and our presence firmly caught on stage and in the spotlight. We are visible to others in a way over which we have no choice, bending that way, limping here or leaning there. And then he ends with, pain is appreciation for most of all the simple possibility and the gift of a pain-free life. And through pain, we have possibility. Just the possibility of healing, of coming to know others as we have with so much difficulty. And through our pain, we come to know ourselves fully.